Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God recorded in the book of Romans, chapter 4, a selection from verses 20 and 21. Abraham did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, being fully persuaded that God had power to do what he had promised. There's a story about a nighttime fire that started in a family's house. The entire family escaped, except for one child, a young boy. The fire had forced him to keep climbing until he found himself on the roof. The boy was trapped. He could not go back downstairs. The heat was too intense. The smoke around him was so thick that it left him disoriented and confused. The thought of jumping off the roof paralyzed him with fear, so he stood, and time was running out. But then below him, in the darkness, beyond the smoke, there came a voice. It was the voice of his father. "Jump, son, jump," the father cried out. "Just jump, and I will catch you." But the boy could not see his father. On the terrible roof, all he could see were flames, sparks, darkness, and smoke. In a choking voice, the boy sobbed, "I'm afraid to jump, Daddy. I can't see you." It was then that the father cried out the one thing that made all the difference. "I know you can't see me, son," the father said, "but I can see you." That's all the boy needed to hear. He jumped. His father caught him, and all was well. Because of your sin and mine, life in this broken world is often like standing on the roof of a burning house. So much smoke, so much chaos, so much confusion, it can paralyze us with fear. But beyond the darkness comes the voice of our Heavenly Father. Through the power of His Word, He calls to us. He calls to us to trust Him, to trust His promises, to trust His will for our lives. And trust Him we can, not because we see through the smoke, but because He does. Our Heavenly Father sees us, and He will catch us, every time. After all, He gave us His own Son to wash us clean and make us His own. Since then, His eyes of love have never left us. Heavenly Father, through the darkness and smoke of this fallen world, you see us. By your Spirit, embrace us in this marvelous truth. Move us to trust your promises and your will for our lives. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, please go online to whataboutjesus.com and click on Daily Devotions. God bless your day.